your friends on Good Day for those of you who are actually beginning your day here with us. Friday, the 19th of October, Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasanelli, our Queen of Cheap. What do we have for Freebie Friday later on in this hour? Ms. Cheap? Ms. Queen? Ms. Queen.
I like Ms. Queen.
You like that? Okay. All right. Good.
Yeah, or like Ms. Goddess of the Universe.
I know. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Yes,
Ms.
Goddess
so what else?
Of the Universe. Mm-hmm. Oh, gosh. We have Freebie Friday. Freebie Friday. We have free prints from
We're going to change it to, by the way, Roberta, we're going to change it to Freaky Friday.
Freaky Friday.
Freaky Freebie Friday.
Free coffee from Green Mountain. Free Garnier. Free Frankenweenie.
What's a Garnier? What is that?
Shampoo.
Well, the brand. Women's products.
They also have face cream and wash.
Face cream, stuff like that.
Toiletry.
And free Frankenweenie.
Frankenweenie! Okay, so that's coming up. Television news, Jennifer, NBC and ABC are crowing about them being the number one and number two presidential debate watchers. Is that sound? That's not a good sentence. They were number one and number two as the most watched network.
There you go.
Yeah, all right. And why is that?
Go ahead.
No. Let me stand out of the way. Excuse me for a minute.
Oh, no. I was just going to give you a little update. I did not know that we were going to chat. I'm going to tell you about a show that has been the first, well, second casualty of the season, the first for NBC. Oh. We'll talk about sad news because I actually liked it. Tabloid show going to TV. We'll talk about that. And then some new projects for Brett Michaels, Dylan McDermott, Brendan Fraser.
Man, I can't even begin to see why anybody cares about Brett Michaels.
Are you kidding me?
He's so scuzzy looking.
Oh, he is scuzzy.
Dirty.
Oh,
it's like
no.
Brad Pitt.
No. No.
Yes.
I like Brett Michaels.
No, so the numbers are out. Presidential political ad spending. I don't know that this is news because we've been talking about this for a while. Everybody wants to know, what are they spending all the money on? Advertising, $1 billion.
Oh, my goodness.
And the ad-buying firm SMG Delta spending $455 million itself. It's one of the big political advertising firms. Can you imagine the obscenity of all of that?
Ugh. Just obscene.
Now, here's a follow-up to that. I'm a member of the Framingham Town Meeting, and we're having our fall town meeting right now. And one of the articles that was presented, very interesting, the article is a focus on our town meeting taking a position on limiting election contributions.
Hmm.
Under the consideration of Article 5 this year in the annual town meeting, a resolution introduced requesting that the Great and General Court of Massachusetts make a request to the Congress to pass and send back to the states for ratification a constitutional amendment that would give Congress and the state the power to regulate or set limits, if you will, on election contributions and expenditures. The motion passed. The vote was communicated to the legislature with a record of support for the bill, which was under consideration anyway, and the bill was passed by the legislature. The bill is now on our town website and most of the websites for municipalities around the state. That is, the state is now on notice, if you will, or on record as being opposed to these freewheeling election contributions. I was telling this story in the last hour, Roberta, about a young fellow, I think he's 29, 30 years old, running for Secretary of State in Missouri. Now, those of you who are in Missouri, what do you know about this? 800-510-8255. So this guy has gotten, well, in the primary, he faced a tough Republican primary. So he got $150,000 from some local Missouri businessman. And then after he won the primary, he got another check for $250,000 from the same guy to make sure that he was able to buy advertising. And I guess apparently there's another check for another $250,000 coming for him so he could win the Secretary of State's job. That's really not... it's not a big deal, except this guy, the money guy, wants to have this kid, as he's being groomed for other offices, to run for the governor next time, and then he wants him to run for senator, and who knows what after that. But he's like this guy, Adelson. Was that his name in Las Vegas, Jennifer? Adelson, Sam?
Yeah.
Adelson, or whatever.
I think it was Adelson.
He kicked in altogether $4.5 million into Newt Gingrich's campaign. It didn't do him any good. He's now throwing some money into the Romney campaign. But this all just demonstrates how unbelievably corrupt the system has become with all of this stuff. And it just, where does it stop and by whom? How does it get? I think it's really a positive sign. I don't know what they're doing in New York City. But I think it's a positive sign that our town meeting voted to work toward the election contribution confinement, if that's the right word.
Mm-hmm.
Constrainment, if that's the better word. But people are aware of this everywhere, and they know that it's a big problem, and it's something to be aware of. All right, so I just pass it along. From the For What It's Worth department here at Good Day. Also, if you go to Doug Steffen's Good Day website, DougSteffen.com, you will see beautifully placed in our Video of the Day box a terrific time-lapse video of the space shuttle moving through Los Angeles last weekend. This is the coolest thing. And the picture that's right there that's most prominent is the one that I described to you, having seen it last Sunday morning, where the shuttle can't get through. It can't
fit. It's stuck.
It's stuck. So they had to cut down some more trees going through this neighborhood. And if you look at the neighborhood, it's one of these little villages. They're all over Los Angeles, little Ethiopia. It reminds me of that a little bit, Jennifer, except there are more trees along this roadway. Not anymore. No, the trees are gone now because they couldn't get the shuttle through there. But this picture is so graphic and so wonderful and so much the description. Here's this thing. It's like I'm trying to find another comparative where something so big is in a situation that's so small. And to think that this object flew around our planet 450,000 times or so. How many times it went around our planet was up at 45 miles. And then as it travels, this all brings it sort of back home, doesn't it? It's traveling through the streets of Los Angeles to get to the Science Museum. And it's just one of the most wonderful things. It's just Americana at its best. And what it does is highlight whether there's a subtext to this or whether it's whether there's a little bit of subconscious suggestion to people. Here is where we are so stuck in this country. We have no space program, amounts to anything. And when it comes to manned space flight. And so here is this manned space vehicle that's stuck. I mean, I think there's something, whether anybody gets that or not, I get it by looking at it. It's in the middle of a little street, and it's a tiny little street. If you look at the picture, it's just, the street's, I bet you, not more than 25, 30 feet wide. And you can see how close the wing comes to a building. It's like 3 inches away from a building on one side. Are you looking at it? You see what I'm saying? Go look and see. It really is very cool. At any rate, enjoy that video of the day at DougSteffen.com, along with all our other videos. We are trying to tie video and audio together with the printed word because social media is so important. The only thing with social media, Jennifer, that is a problem for me is the unemotional connection on the flat screen. There's no emotion. So with a video and
isn't
with audio, you can, there's emotion attached to my voice and your voice and what we're saying. And if you see something in picture, like that Brad Pitt commercial this week for Chanel No. 5, you could look at that and see, well, there's really no emotion tied to that. And yet people get all excited about it because they could see it. Much more than hearing it, they could see it. So there's passion connected to visual, there's passion connected to audio, and I think there's, if anything, negative passion attached to the flat screen because you can't get the sense of what people are really saying.
I was thinking about it the other day, and it's so funny because We know so much more because we have constant access to people's lives.
Yeah.
But think about how less connected we are with people. I mean, you almost have to remind yourself to look at people in the face when you walk down the street and smile.
Oh,
because
yeah.
it's like you're
yeah.
so used to just having this device.
Yeah.
It's such a weird thing now. It's just the way it is.
Yeah. That is, unless you're texting, of course.
You know what I don't understand about this space shuttle video, though, that's on the website?
Yeah.
They were able to fly this thing into outer space and back because of the genius of
American engineers.
But yet, when they decide they're going to drive it down the streets of Los Angeles, they can't go down that route first and realize that there's going to be a tree in the
way.
Well,
but you have to understand the local. Here's the local spin on that.
Neighborhoods cruise through the street before they took it down there.
Would you let me answer the question?
Please.
Yeah, tape measure.
The essence of Los Angeles, Jennifer, and maybe I do now that I've lived there part time for quite a long time. There is so much emotion. We all have emotion in our area, but there's so much emotion in these little neighborhoods that these people basically gave up on trying to convince people that the trees had to come down or light poles had to be moved. There was no other way to get this thing to the science center unless they brought it 14 miles out of its way. And can you imagine what disruption that would have been? So they just waited until they got there. Said, okay, what do you guys want? You want to leave the space shuttle right here in the middle of town? Or you want to cut those trees down so we can pull it through?
Yeah,
but if you look at that picture, it's so demonstrative of what actually happened on two or three different places in the route to the space center. But look at it, Rich. Look at how close it is on the right to the building.
I know.
And then on the left, you see the trees got to come down. And they couldn't get anybody to cut the tree down until they got there.
So your assertion is that they well knew
beforehand
this was going to be the situation.
Of course they did. They knew it. They cut down 400 trees along Manchester. When you go across the 405 and up, this is a sort of divided highway.
That's a crime.
And will you stop it?
It is.
They're supposed to replant them.
They are. They're going to replant
but
four times as many.
It's still kind of annoying.
Trees.
I know. I was kind of annoyed.
No, that's annoying.
Yeah. So what do you do then? How do you get the space shuttle to the science?
You ride it down the 405.
They might as well have. It would have been quicker.
Well, they couldn't get it underneath the bridges, or they probably would have done.
They
couldn't get it under. You go down they would have gone up the 105, actually, to go. It would have been much quicker to go up the 105, but they can't get it under the bridges. So then what do you do?
you fly it to the science center.
I know. They could have just dropped it off.
Yeah. Right. You know, the 747 couldn't land. They were going to try to bring it into the Santa Monica airport, but it's not big enough for a 747, and neither is... Burbank would have been further out of the way. There's no other airport that was close enough to get it there. So it had to go the way that it went. But it's just so cool to see this and to see the local sort of political side of this. No, we're not cutting those trees down. Okay, well, here it is. What do you do now? And therefore, and I guess it's to wit. Witness what has happened. 20 past the hour on Good Day.
Musicians, rock that Halloween party. Frighten your neighbor's kids. Get the gear you need to set a scary mood during Guitar Center's Rocktober Savings Event. 10 days of unnatural extreme savings throughout the store. Huge discounts on black lights, lasers, strobes, and more. Buy a fog machine for $39. Get the fluid free. Plus battery-powered mini strobe lights, $5. AKG stereo headphones, $19. And half off all Big Berth drumsticks. Make Guitar Center your Halloween headquarters for gear during Rocktober, now through October 28th.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you expand to a new area.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
So your business can thrive.
Business forms for invoices.
Because at the end of the day, only one thing is really important.
More invoices.
So you go to the one place that has it all.
Staples.
And prints it right.
Staples.
Staples. Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11/10/12. Staples. That was easy.
If you like cow's milk, you'll love camel milk.
Yes, the newest, oldest thing in the world, camel milk, has sustained civilizations for thousands of years. Here's just one user's testimonial.
My Lyme-stricken boy developed severe allergies to nearly every food he ingested. At first, I was scared to death to try camel milk, but he had no allergic reactions of any kind, nothing. The camel milk was wondrous in healing his GI issues, and it's the one thing I can attribute to his getting out of bed after almost a year spent there, too ill to do anything. anything.
Camel milk is loaded with health benefits, far superior to other milk, is rich in B vitamins, and 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, Humpback Dairies of Miller, Missouri. To order, call this number, 1-417-848-7570. That's 1-417-848-7570. Call 1-417-848-7570 for Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Number one during this week, the album. Number one during this week in 1976. Although, did we decide that was too far back? How can you not celebrate this?
Oh, no.
This sound.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, this is great. Celebrate this sound.
Timeless.
Yeah. Thank you, Roberta. All right, Richie, what else do you have from this beside what is obviously the number one track from that album? It's the one I like best, actually. This is not about a love relationship. This is about his daughter, I think, wasn't it? Didn't he write this for his daughter?
Yes.
Yeah. But what a great song. Crank it up, Richie. Ba-da-ba-da-ba-ba-da-boom! Genius.
Guy, you know, you watch the video of him when he was 16 years old when he did Fingertips.
Yeah.
And he's on that harmonica. And he's Ray Charles and Stevie Wonder, I think, are beyond human. There's something in them that is just beyond. It's just, there's pure genius in there. And I don't know where it comes from.
It's what gets tapped. It's what comes to the surface. We all have genius in us, in fact. And I'm glad you brought that up, Richie, because I was reading something that I want to sort of put into context here. Think about the four levels to your being. You are a spiritual being, you are an emotional being, you are an intellectual being, and you are a physical being. Which of those, and this is a good question maybe for our social media, Jennifer, which of those are more, is singular, sorry, which of those, spiritual, emotional, intellectual, or physical, is most important to you? I'll start with Roberta. Which of the levels to your being, spiritual, emotional, intellectual, or physical, do you think is most important to you?
Spiritual.
Spiritual. All right. Yep. So Roberta says spiritual.
Absolutely.
All right. Richie, what do you say?
Spiritual, intellectual, physical.
Emotional and physical.
Emotional.
Yes. Which
wow.
is most important to you?
Wow.
That's a tough one, right?
Yeah. I mean, I'd like to think intellectual, but I'm probably...
Excuse me, am I laughing?
Or yeah.
You can say that. It doesn't mean you have to be the best.
No, I mean, what's most important to me.
Yeah. Okay.
That doesn't mean that I'm, you know...
Yeah.
But I'm probably more emotional, and I will tell you, it's this
kind of stuff.
Yeah. This is probably the biggest part of my life. This
music.
This just does it for me.
Yeah.
Everything in my life ties around this.
All right, so, Jennifer, what about you? Spiritual, emotional, intellectual, or physical?
I think I am more emotional, but I think the most important to me is spiritual.
Spiritual, really?
Mm-hmm.
So, none of the three of you thought your intellectual or physical being was the most important.
I don't even know how to spell intellectual.
I'm a curious guy.
Yeah.
So, that's where the intellectual thing comes in, but the thing that makes me curious about things is the emotion.
Why? Well, your intellect will bring you around to understanding your own emotions, and without understanding your own emotions, you'll never understand anybody else's. It's kind of like love. If you can't love yourself, then you will never, ever be able to love anybody else.
Well,
so it's an interesting
trouble.
Exercise for you to follow up on, folks. 28 after now.
Musicians, rock that Halloween party. Brighten your neighbor's kids. Get the gear you need to set a scary mood during Guitar Center's Rocktober Savings Event. 10 days of unnatural extreme savings throughout the store. Huge discounts on black lights, lasers, strobes, and more. Buy a fog machine for $39, get the fluid free. Plus battery-powered mini strobe lights, $5. AKG stereo headphones, $19. And Hohner harmonicas, just $4. Make Guitar Center your Halloween headquarters for gear during Rocktober. Now through October 28th.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you expand to a new area.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
So your business can thrive.
Business forms for invoices.
Because at the end of the day, only one thing is really important.
More invoices.
So you go to the one place that has it all.
Staples.
And prints it right.
Staples.
Staples. Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11/10/12. Staples. That was easy.
The Mills closed out their excess fall inventory. We've got the flooring, and we're selling it at unheard-of prices at Lumber Liquidators' first-ever fall flooring yard sale. Get laminates from only 29 cents a square foot. Pre-finished hardwood from just $1.39 a square foot. Bamboo flooring from just $1.79 a square foot. Plus, special extended financing. If you liked our famous April sale, you're going to love our first ever fall flooring yard sale. These deals will not last. Sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for your local store.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze, smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of...
Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all...
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Close attention to your audio needs today. The Doug Steffen Good Day program with Roberta Fasanelli, our queen of cheap. Jennifer Horn, who is not cheap, and she could be a queen. Yeah, you're a princess.
Yes, I can.
Princess.
I'm the goddess of cheap.
Yeah. Richie at the controls in our studio in Washington. From the Did You Know or Do You Care fact file, the number of hamburgers the McDonald's fast food chain has sold is more than 12 times the population of the planet. Huh. Did you know that?
So everybody on the planet's had 12 burgers.
At least 12 McDonald's hamburgers.
That is amazing success for a business, though. Think about that.
It is. How have they
to
captured?
Have everybody on the planet have 12 of their burgers.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, it's really something else. Okay, so I have a couple of things here that I'd like you to work on. One of them is the word of the day, which is appropriate because it fits into the current season. We have some audio from the Al Smith dinner last night. President Obama was doing well, and so was Mitt Romney. There's some funny stuff if you haven't heard of that. And it brought me around to understanding the word, and I don't know why this came into my mind, but it did. The word is muckraker. You're familiar with it?
Yeah.
M-U-C-K-R-A-K-E-R. Would you please use that in a sentence for a swell prize? 800-510-8255. And if you use it, first of all, you got to understand what the word is all about. And basically, it has to do with corruption. It goes back to the early 20th century. In fact, a lot of, if I use it in a sentence, it makes it too easy. So I just like you. I think it's a great, it's one of those graphic we were talking earlier, just joining us, about words and sentences and things on a flat screen, how they lose their essence because there's no emotion to them. And then I came across this word, and I'm thinking, okay, that's a word you can put on a screen or any place, and it brings up, it conjures up an image in your mind. So what image does a muckraker create in your mind and use it in a sentence for a small
prize? Can I try, boss?
Yeah, you can try, sure.
Why, the flood was so bad, I had to get out my muckraker.
That wasn't exactly what I had in mind.
I'm sure.
Close, but keep trying.
While you're in a thinking mood, let's see if we can get you to present your freebie fun Friday Queen of Cheap report for us, Roberta, so that everybody knows how they can save some money over the weekend. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it is time for our daily trip down the road. It's unpaved.
It's Roberta Fessinelli.
Let's start with something only good till tomorrow, so get on the stick with this one. Free Walgreens 8x10 print. Free Walgreens 8x10 print, you know, photo print. And you get a free in-store pickup. So what you do is you go online, you move your picture over to the Walgreens site where you can get that 8x10 print. And then you hit, you know, send, and then you go to your Walgreens store and you pick it up. And it's absolutely free. If you've got a sore throat like I do this morning, you get free Cepacol sore throat lozenges sample. They're good to throw in your bag just in case. Free Green Mountain Coffee. They've been giving away the K-Cup samples and some regular ground coffee samples, too. Free Garnier Moisture Rescue Gel Cream. Now, I don't understand this. It's either a gel or a cream. How can it be a gel cream? But I guess they figured out a way.
It's creative advertising.
Advertising. Applebee's looking forward to Veterans Day because they're going to give a free meal for veterans and active duty military. And as we approach Veterans Day, I'm going to have a whole big list of all the freebies, but giving them little by little just as a heads up. And if your kids like Frankenweenie, I know that's that new movie that's out that's for Halloween. Yeah. You can get a free Frankenweenie bag from Subway when you purchase a fresh Fit for Kids meal. And I think there's like four or five different ones, so the kids could use that for a trick-or-treating. But if they love the movie, it might be worth it. And Subway's not, nutritionally, it's not that bad.
No, Subway's
great,
okay.
But it's not that bad. You
that's
know,
okay.
Lots of green stuff if you stick it on the cold cuts. So...
I go to Subway every once in a while and have a veggie patty with all the veggies that are in the trough. So I might have spinach and cucumber and lettuce and tomato and
but
onion.
You should call it a trough.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound like I want to eat lunch out of.
Yeah, you get like the multi-grain bread or something like that.
Yeah,
and when you look at it, they're only putting like two pieces of cheese and two pieces of cold.
I don't have
anyway.
Any cheese.
And the rest, and the
no
rest of the stuff is all that green stuff
sans
on it.
Sans cheese.
Not bad.
You don't eat cheese?
Sans
no cheese.
Cheese. No
I have
cheese.
American cheese. I'll have
no
a,
cheese.
I have a grilled cheese sandwich. Once in a blue moon. I like grilled cheese, American
good stuff
cheese.
With tomatoes.
But most
not
of the time,
cheese, huh?
I found a, as a matter of fact, now that you, are you done, Roberta, or we have more?
Well, you can find all this stuff at the Queen of Cheap section at DougStephan.com.
I don't have it in front of me, Richie, but those of you who listen with regularity know, because of my connection to the agrarian world, how critical I am of this false food. This sort of is tied into yet another recall today, the bagged salads from Dole. All have been recalled.
My mom on Sunday, I was over there doing some stuff at her house for her, and she pulled out a bag of lettuce, a bag salad.
And you said?
And she said, I bought this for y'all's dinner the other night, and we didn't eat it all. Do you want, or do we
she
didn't eat it?
She says y'all?
Y'all. Of course she says y'all. We're from Maryland. So she says, do you want to take it? And it's unopened. We didn't use it, and I'm like,
look at how I've indoctrinated, Richie.
Well, no, you don't just the news. I mean, bag salads. Mm-hmm. Every time you hear about some kind of bad thing going on with food,
stay away from anything bagged. Stay away from it.
So, I told you guys about my chopped onions. You know, I bought those pre-chopped onions, and they had listeria. And these guys, they called my house. They put it on my receipt at the grocery store. All the stuff through the grocery club. They
you know what I took away more from that story, Jen, is that they called your house.
Yeah. They did.
Jennifer
I
goes
know.
And buys an onion or a chopped onion.
How they know your number?
And she uses one of her loyalty card for the grocery store.
Right, Ralph's Club card. Yeah.
Okay, so she goes and she pays. She uses a loyalty card.
You have your number,
Yep. Mm-hmm. And then you know, a day or two later, they call her and just
they didn't just call once either. They called three times, I think.
So you know, it really bugs me about
is that a good thing or is that a scary thing?
Both.
That's okay.
I mean, I'm glad they did, but ew.
All right, so here's the question about this, though. When it comes to all of these things that are being recalled, the stores, the government. The government last week said with regard to the things from Sunland, all the peanut butter and the peanuts and that sort of thing, throw them out. What do you mean, throw them out? You bring them back, to the store and get your money back. Hello? You throw them out, you morons. That's just, man. Anyway, so the essence of the latest from the cheese wars, because I'm a dairy farmer in addition to being a broadcaster, I'm pretty up on what's going on with the cheese, so-called cheese spreads. So now, I saw this in a plane coming back the other day, Richie, and I thought to myself, well, this is a Chef Louis moment, but it's more worth a moment of your time now because it's so indicative of what's going on. Kraft, which is the largest, I believe they are the largest food suppliers in the country. I have a friend who works at Kraft.
If not, they're close, yeah.
Pretty darn close.
Sure.
So they've managed to get the FDA to change the meaning of the word
cheese.
No. That was a long time ago. No. This is what they the term was liquid protein or something like that. And so in the cheeses that they're making now, they don't want to use cow's milk because it's too expensive. So they've gotten the FDA to approve using milk from any mammary. From any mammalian mammary.
Oh.
Buffalo milk.
Dolphin milk.
Anything. Anything.
Human milk. Will they use human milk?
No. No. But pretty
much
anything.
That would be the logical thing to use.
Any mammalian milk can be used to make cheese.
I mean, can you imagine Aunt Margaret's cheese? And I really mean Aunt Margaret's cheese.
Oh, my God. These people are so unbelievable.
What's his face used that in his movie? Who's the crazy guy that does all the movies? And he had the former congressman, Bob Barr, on. And he offered him some cheese while at the party. And he says the cheese was made from remember he did that to Bob Barr?
Oh, I do remember.
He made the cheese and he told him it was made from the milk of his wife's breasts.
I forgot about that.
That's what you're getting. Help yourself to Kraft original cheese, folks. It's original, all right. That's for sure. All right, so anyway, we're trying to put Muckraker into a sentence, and we'll do that in a matter of moments. 800-510-8255 for a swell prize. Jennifer's going to update television news for today and the weekend here on Good Day.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Mom, what if something happens to Dad?
Why would something happen to Dad?
Tom's dad died, and he wasn't even sick. Now they have to move.
Life's unpredictable, and when you put off things like life insurance, you can get caught off guard. Fidelity Life makes protecting your family affordable, even in today's economy. Less than $15 a month buys a healthy 40-year-old a $250,000 term life insurance policy. We just assess your needs, give you our best quote, and our competitors, and then you choose. We work directly with the nation's top carriers to find the policy that's right for you. And because we give you the best quotes, you can save up to 70%. Call 1-800-428-3400 for your free quote and 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-428-3400. That's 1-800-428-3400. Or visit FidelityLife.com. Fidelity Life Association is licensed in all states and the District of Columbia, except for Wyoming and New York. Not all products available in all states. Applications and rates are subject to underwriting approval.
All right, let's see if we can get an answer or get a sentence. Melissa's in Elizabeth City. Hi, Melissa. Welcome to Good Day.
Hi.
How are you?
Doing great, thank you.
That's good. All right, use muckraker in a sentence for us, will you please?
Can I change the verb tense?
Can you change the verb tense to past or future? What are you...
Sure.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Actually, though, it's a noun. The way I was using it, muckraker was a noun.
Okay. Well, let's see. During the presidential debate, the muckraker used many illogical statements.
Okay.
I'll give you a prize for that.
Yeah, all right. Hold on a second. Let's Bradley, give us a sentence in which you're using muckraker.
Good morning, Doug, and everybody on the crew there.
Hi.
During this political season, the two major candidates took time to muckraker around.
Evidently, politics must be the topic of muckraking.
Yes, it is. Oh, yeah, it absolutely is. Yeah, it is, yeah. Muckraker is usually journalists who try to expose abuses of power, instances of corruption, use the term muckraker. That was when it first got started. It was sort of in the old, the first Rockefeller era, in a sense. All right, so thank you both. Hold on just a second. Speaking of muckrakers, last night in New York City, Roberta, the annual, it happens every 4 years, the Al Smith dinner. I forget where the money goes, but there's a lot of money raised for some charity. Anyway, it brings the two presidential candidates together to have some fun. And here are some excerpts of Mitt Romney and Mr. Obama having some fun.
Usually when I get invited to gatherings like this, it's just to be the designated driver. Have special admiration for the Apostle St. Peter, to whom it is said, upon this rock I will build my church. The story is all the more inspiring when you consider that he had so many skeptics and scoffers at the time who were heard to say, if you got a church, you didn't build that. People seem to be very curious as to how we prepare for the debates. Let me tell you what I do. First, refrain from alcohol for 65 years before the debate. Second, find the biggest available straw man and then just mercilessly attack it. Big Bird didn't even see it coming. And by the way, in the spirit of Sesame Street, the president's remarks tonight are brought to you by the letter O and the number 16 trillion. President Obama and I are each very lucky to have one person who's always in our corner, someone who we can lean on, and someone who's a comforting presence without whom we wouldn't be able to go another day. I have my beautiful wife, Anne. He has Bill Clinton. Now, I never suggest that the press is biased. I recognize they have their job to do, and I have my job to do. My job is to lay out a positive vision for the future of the country, and their job is to make sure no one else finds out about it. And I've already seen early reports from tonight's dinner. Headline, Obama embraced by Catholics. Romney dines with rich people. There have been some awkward moments, like when the president pulled Pope Benedict aside to share some advice on how to deal with his critics. He said, look, Holy Father, whatever the problem is, just blame it on Pope John Paul II.
Less than 3 weeks, voters in states like Ohio, Virginia, and Florida will decide this incredibly important election, which begs the question, what are we doing here? Of course, New Yorkers also have a big choice to make. You have to decide which one of us you want holding up traffic for the next 4 years. As some of you may have noticed, I had a lot more energy in our second debate. I felt really well rested after the nice long nap I had in the first debate. I particularly want to apologize to Chris Matthews.
I didn't get this.
I didn't either.
4 years ago, I gave him a thrill up his leg. This time around, I gave him a stroke.
Remember earlier Chris today, Matthews saying, I have a tingle at my leg from my good feeling about Obama?
I understand Governor Romney went shopping for some stores in Midtown. Sometimes it feels like this race has dragged on forever. But Paul Ryan assured me that we've only been running for 2 hours and 50-something minutes. The unemployment rate is at its lowest level since I took office. I don't have a joke here. I just thought it'd be useful to remind everybody.
All right, that was good. for the Al Smith dinner last night. 51 after on Good Day.
Is this what your bedroom sounds like at night? What if you could stop the snoring instantly without nose strips, mouth guards, or a procedure? Now you can with Snorebreak. Snorebreak is a patented liner for your pillow that's guaranteed to reduce you or your partner's snoring from the very first night. The secret is the soothing oils infused into Snorebreak that improve breathing while you're asleep. It's the same technology used in hospitals to stop snoring, available for your home for the first time ever. Snorebreak is soft and virtually undetectable, and in the largest survey of its kind, Snorebreak reduced snoring for an amazing 74% of participants. For a limited time, you can try Snorebreak risk-free before it's in stores. Put an end to snoring. Get your risk-free trial of Snorebreak while supplies last. Just call 1-800-475-5481. That's 1-800-475-5481. Call 1-800-475-5481.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
Thanksgiving, Tom Parsons from bestfares.com is here on Good Day to give you the lowdown on what days to go and what days to return. Doing a little research on that right now. Also, if your presidential nominee loses, you could win a free flight on JetBlue. That information in a matter of moments here on Good Day.
Closed out their excess fall inventory. We've got the flooring, and we're selling it at unheard-of prices at Lumber Liquidators' first-ever fall flooring yard sale. Get laminates from only 29 cents a square foot. Pre-finished hardwood from just $1.39 a square foot. Bamboo flooring from just $1.79 a square foot. Plus, special extended financing. If you liked our famous April sale, you're going to love our first ever fall flooring yard sale. These deals will not last. Sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for your local store.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze. Smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of...
Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
Tom Parsons is here on Good Day from bestfares.com. Place to go if you want a better shot at getting a good price on your trip. Rentals, cruises, that sort of thing. You can get to Tom by going to DougStefan.com. In fact, look in the contributors section. You see Tom and his Tommy Bahama shirt there, and you click on that. It brings you to special deals that are put together just for you as a Doug Stefan listener. And also, it'll give you answers to questions like I posed to Tom a few moments ago. What are the best days to go and return for Thanksgiving, either generally or specifically? It's got to be more or less the same thing. I know Sunday is a tough day to travel. Thanksgiving Day would probably be a good day, but you want to spend the day with your family. So what's the best way to try to plan, and isn't now the time to be getting your tickets?
Oh, no, you should be looking now. You know, our average ticket on bestfares.com is booked 39 days out.
Really?
Yep, 39
wow.
days out.
I guess I don't fit into the averages there.
You're below the Congress
I'm
poll.
I'm subpar.
You're below the Congress poll.
Yeah.
Likeability, that is. But anyway, the when we look at the best day, we've been looking at this for several weeks, and we did it yesterday in our hot deals by email. We believe if you're going to travel the week of Thanksgiving and be there for Thanksgiving, we like them almost everywhere in the country if it's more than 500 miles. We like the Monday before Thanksgiving, coming back the Friday after Thanksgiving, or if you want to leave some other times, just don't come back until Tuesday after Thanksgiving.
Oof.
Okay, but in your case, I looked at L.A., Boston or Boston, L.A., and if you want to fly nonstop, which you do, your round trip based on a four-night stay is on this 376 nonstop, and I think you like American. And then if you
I don't like them, but
okay, whatever.
Yeah,
you it's a love hate relationship,
yeah,
anyway.
Right.
And then on, but if you came back on, if you left on the two worst days is leaving the Wednesday before Thanksgiving mm-hmm. and trying to come back the Sunday after Thanksgiving.
Right.
That airfare jumps from $376 nonstop to $729 nonstop.
There you go.
How's that?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
And in our email yesterday, we said it's about half price. And when you look with the numbers I just gave you, $769 versus three something, it's about half price.
Yeah, right. So and most of the other airlines are doing the same sort of thing.
Well, you still go poke around, but I still bet the Monday before Thanksgiving, or if you want to leave Thanksgiving morning and come back the following Tuesday or Wednesday or something like that, you'll do real good. Matter of fact, as long as you come back after, Tuesday the following week, you can probably still get a reasonable deal. But it's that, it's that four-day period right in there. I think the best days are the 19th. You still get Thanksgiving. You could probably still get home for Black Friday shopping if that's what you want to do. And then you got the weekend home to get recharged up.
Now, I'm going to bet that if you went Thanksgiving morning and came back the following Tuesday,
yeah,
the picture would be about the same.
It'd be pretty reasonable, yeah.
Yeah, right. That's what I'm getting.
The whole idea is you're going to need a whole weekend to recover. If you left on the 19th, come back on Friday, you're going to need that Saturday and Sunday.
Remember, nah.
No, you just spend it with your family. Give me a break. Yeah. Give me 2 days of rest.
Or maybe we want to rest from our family. After one day, that's enough.
That's what I'm getting.
All right, so check all of that out. That's a very helpful example of how to do it the right way, Tom. Thank you for presenting that. Tom Parsons, who's the guru of travel from bestfares.com here on Good Day.
I'd seen the Ungevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the Ungevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.